The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We're going to be practicing tonight with the divine abode of equanimity. So this is the fourth of the divine abodes. There's loving kindness, where we connect with the goodness in ourselves and others. Develop this feelings of friendliness and goodwill. And there's compassion, where we connect with the suffering of ourselves and others. And there's gladness or appreciative joy, where we connect with the joy and the joyful experiences and happiness of others and of ourselves. And then there's equanimity, which is kind of this balance of mind that holds the other three. And it's something that the quality that underlies the other three divine abodes. See if you can notice how the mind can be an open space, like a big sky. Of course, in the space of the big mind, there will be sounds that are being heard, thoughts that come and go, and of course, sensations. But as we're settling in, see if you can recognize the space-like quality of the heart mind, big and open. Everything has permission to come and go in this big space of the present moment, the space of the mind. Even heavy moods, if that's how it is now, contracted mind states, even those heavy states are allowed to come and go in the space of the mind. The spacious mind doesn't really care. Doesn't really matter what comes and goes. Space is quite ready to let whatever comes and go, come and go. So if there's any resistance or struggling going on, notice how that struggling or resistance is happening in the space of the mind, the space of the present moment. So as a meditation object, we're learning to attune to this sense of space, wide open, non-interfering, not judging space of the mind. As if it were some great space of kindness and tenderness that understands the lawfulness of whatever it is that's coming and going, of sensation, sound, moods. Everything happens. Everything has permission. Everything is workable. And with a lot of understanding and compassion, notice when the mind gets lost in this or that drama. Caught up in some kind of story about our lives. When this happens, the mind, the sense, loses its sense of space, its ease and non-attachment. At some point, the mind recognizes how contracted things are, feels it in the body, feels it in the mind. Is it possible to feel this contractedness with an attitude of accepting? Just thoughts being known. Just emotions being known. Sensations, sounds, and sights being known. All in the space of the mind, in the space of this present moment. Like a big sky, vast, without boundaries. And into this space, the different conditions of the moment come and go. See if you can notice in a continuous way the space of the mind. The space of the moment in which things are coming and going. There's no need to be for or against anything. Thoughts, sensations, sounds that come and go. Just let them take their own path of arising and passing away. No need to fix anything. Just sustaining this sense of space, the space of here and now, the space of the mind that knows what's coming and going. Being willing to begin again and again, being aware of space, open, balanced, even space of the mind, the space of wisdom that lets things come and go, the space of the mind that's not for or against anything. Now we're going to go to the more formal, the more traditional equanimity practice. So start by bringing to mind somebody that you have a relatively neutral relationship to. Not a close friend or a difficult person, but someone you don't have strong feelings about. And just bring them to mind. Bring your awareness to the heart center. And offer these words. I care about your life. I care about the pain and the difficulties, your happiness and successes. I care about your life. Still in this lawful universe, everything unfolds according to causes and conditions. May wisdom protect you always. May you be happy. I care about your life. I care about the pain and difficulties, your happiness and successes. I care about your life. Still, this is a lawful universe, and everything unfolds according to causes and conditions. May wisdom protect you always. May you be happy. In this practice, it's good for us to be creative, so if you prefer, you can come up with your own words and phrases that are meaningful to you. I care about your life. I care about the pain and difficulties, your happiness and successes. I care about your life. Still, this is a lawful universe, and everything unfolds according to causes and conditions. May wisdom protect you always. May you be happy. Now you can continue with us on your own. If you'd like, you can bring another neutral person to mind. Or you can bring a friend to mind. It may be harder to be equanimous if you practice with a friend in mind. But it's good to try if that feels right for you now. I care about your life. I care about the pain and difficulties, the happiness and successes. I care about your life. Still, this is a lawful universe, and everything unfolds according to causes and conditions. May wisdom protect you always. May you be happy. You can stay with that, or if you'd like, you can practice equanimity for yourself. I care about this life. Still, I know that my happiness is unfolding according to causes and conditions. May wisdom protect me always. May I be happy. You can either stay with yourself, offering yourself equanimity, or offering equanimity to a neutral person. Or if you'd like, you can try to bring a difficult person to mind, or perhaps a group of people, like co-workers, and offering them these simple, beautiful words of equanimity. Reflecting that their happiness and unhappiness is unfolding due to causes and conditions, and not because of your wishes for them. Still, I care. May wisdom always protect you. May you be happy. For the last couple of minutes, bringing to mind all of the beings in the world. Starting with the people in this room, and expanding out to family and friends. And to all beings everywhere. I care about all these lives. Still, this is a lawful universe, and everything unfolds according to causes and conditions. May we all be protected by wisdom. May we all be happy.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.